life has changed.
We want to be there for you.
Miguel, Holly, and Scotty are unscripted, uncouth, and still very mature.
Now, Bailey.
It's Miguel and Holly Uncensored, Corncast Edition from Hot 101.5.
Made hot by Corona Beer.
Oh, we're here.
Oh, hi.
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 Yeah.
I'm mad.
Why?
Because you, Scott.
Oh, here we go. Okay. Again.
Again?
I feel like I'm always in trouble.
No, you're not. You're not in trouble. You just say dumb things.
Oh. Oh, really?
Oh, yes, really. So, if you go on the Miguel and Holly Instagram, and even if you're listening to this in a couple of weeks from now, right now it's Friday, May 15th that we're recording this. So if you go back to that date, if you're listening to this later, you'll see that posted is grad photos from all of us, because tomorrow, Saturday, we're doing a special show Saturday afternoon on Hot 101.5 to celebrate the class of 2020.
Yes.
Well, I asked all of us on the show to bring in a photo from when we graduated high school. Well, obviously, Holly and I were graduated high school before cell phone cameras were a thing.
Correct.
So we had to find disposable camera photos that you used to take your camera, or if you had like one of those fancy ones, but you'd have to get the film developed. You have to go to Walgreens, put the little roll.
You always had to get the film developed. My mom actually did have a camera. It wasn't disposable at the time.
Mm.
Like she did. A lot of people had cameras.
Right.
So you would just go get the roll. Once you got done with that roll of film, you had to take it out of the camera and then go drop it off at Walgreens, like you said, or CVS.
You had to fill out the little envelope with it, and then you'd go back in a couple of days, and then you'd have to go through your photos to make sure they were all there, and it was exciting.
Well, you got to see what they look like.
Right, and then they had like 1 hour photo, which was like, ooh, we don't have to wait a couple of days. Mm-hmm. We just wait 1 hour.
That was crazy when that happened.
And then when I got to college and you had a digital camera.
That was fancy. Too much.
Well, right before we started this damn podcast, I was like, ooh, let's get the post up real quick. So I have like 5 to 6 photos from my graduation day in 2003.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, all right, well, let me get my cell phone out and take a picture so we can post. And Scott's like, what?
Oh, mine was just on Facebook and I just had to save it to my phone.
Pull mine down from Facebook, he said, from like 2 years ago, he said.
Look at me, I just graduated from high school.
It was 5 years ago.
Ooh, look at you, y'all are so old.
I don't think he said that.
Yeah,
That's
what I felt. Holly, did you save the photo?
Yes, I did.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Help my
the only thing that I didn't want to, well, I didn't do, and then we started the podcast. Did you want me to like put in parentheses the years that we graduated respectively?
No.
Oh,
that'd
I don't.
Be cool.
Well, we can amend the post later.
I can amend it later.
Yes, that's fine. So yes, Scott, we had to have disposable pictures for graduation. We didn't have cell phone cameras.
Well, that's fun. There was not digital. Photos did not exist in the year that we graduated.
And then, like, you would have at your graduation, like, a professional photographer. But, of course, my mom would never pay for something like that. So I have no official photos. So these photos right here, this is all I have for my high school graduation.
That's
just
it?
Just these dark-ass photos.
You know, I feel like that's—I was thinking about this with just any time you get, like, a photo shoot done. It's like you really only need, like, the 3 that you really like.
Yeah. Right.
The rest, you get, like, a thing of 50 photos.
Yeah.
We gonna do that many photos. Look at the same photo 4 times. No, just have the 3 that you like, and you can do right there.
I know. Well, this is all I got.
They're a little. You can probably get them touched up or something.
Yeah, you don't want to lose those. Put those on the internet.
That's what I had though too, because I asked in the group text yesterday if I could just use my senior picture because everybody you know you went and got like the lowest like package, but you had to get your senior photos taken for the yearbook too. So I had like senior photos, but I don't have any from graduation because again, they were taken by a professional photographer. And my mom was like, I will just use my camera. We will not be paying the photographer for those photos. So what they do though, is when they gave you your diploma and whatever else, they gave you like a little, like in the digital world, it'd be like a thumbnail.
Right.
They gave you a tiny little sliver of a photo to see what it would look like if you ordered an actual photo print
That's smart.
Yeah, my mom was like, we'll just keep the small one. So that's what I took a picture of tiny photo, and it's just a little bit blurry because it's so small.
And you can see this on our Instagram that, like, Scott's looks all, like, clear as day. I can actually see, like, the sweat dripping off of his face.
Oh, yeah, that's Vero Beach heat
million
right there.
Pixels.
Yeah, no, mine looks like I look like a teddy bear. Like, it's just you can't – I don't look real. But, yeah, so we're old. And go class of 2003.
I mean, this is my 20-year anniversary, so whatevs. It's whatevs.
Are you going to go – are they having a reunion?
I don't think so. I looked at – there's a Facebook page for the Nordonia class of 2000, and the last post on the – like the last time somebody posted was like, well, we may just have to wait this one out, and we'll see.
So you'll do a 21-year reunion?
I guess. I don't know. Like, I don't even feel like they were really into planning it, even before the pandemic. Like, it was, like, February, and they're like, so you want to go to the VFW pavilion?
Oh, no.
I was like, yeah, I won't be going to that.
They need to have a plan. You can't just ask. Like, so I was senior class president of Rothwell High School 2003. We've already started preliminary plans. Like, we're ready for 20-year.
When is that?
2023.
2023, and you're already planning it out.
Yes, if you want to make it special.
No, you do not need 3 years of planning. I don't think you need 3 years of planning for anything. That's a long A time. You need probably the most like a year. That sounds
Scott,
about right.
Tell me, what big event have you planned before?
Let me talk about, I planned my birthday party.
Oh, and where was that? Chuck E. Cheese?
Hey.
You know, I feel like the barbs are coming a little fast and hot today. Maybe we all need to just take a chill pill.
No, I haven't planned anything. But what do you need 3 years out? I think the most a wedding.
No, you don't even need
exactly
that long to plan a wedding.
Exactly my point. Thank you.
No, you don't. But I do wish that my class had put a little effort into it instead of in February being like, y'all want to go to the VFW pavilion? So, no, I don't think I'm going to that.
I mean, I feel like if you really wanted to make it right, because when you think about it, when you're planning a reunion, because this is what we ran into, is, of course, my first vision for our 10-year reunion was going to be, like, fancy rooftop something in downtown Atlanta, Georgia. And then we're like, wait a minute, we're all, like, 25. Nobody, well, there's some people that got money, girl. But most of us don't have money to pay that much. So we ended up having ours at a, Three Daughters Brewery.
A brewery.
Sweetwater Brewery in Atlanta.
Ooh.
So it was really cool.
Sweetwater.
So I think you paid like $40 or something like that. And that got you, I think, unlimited drinks or unlimited beer and a little special mug we had designed.
Oh.
And then we had like food, refreshments. We had videos from the video yearbook playing. Then we had a photographer there. It was a fun time. That took 2 years.
That took 2 years. You couldn't have done that within a year.
No, if you want to do it right, because you got to think of, because where you have to have deposit money.
Well, that's
so you have to do it in phases.
How do you pay for a reunion? Everyone pockets $50, $100.
No, we still have an account with money left over because the word got out that it was planned well. So a lot of people came day of, and so we weren't expecting that intake that much money, so we have an account still with money ready to put deposits down for the next one.
Y'all fancy.
We don't fuck around.
Let me just read you the list of posts from the Nordonia Class of 2000 Facebook group.
Oh, dear.
First, my friend Carolyn, and I actually was friends with her, she posted a photo of herself at the 10-year reunion with a bunch of people. She's like, shouts out to the 10-year. Okay. What's the plan for this on April 22nd? Do we have a time frame? That was April 22nd.
Oh.
Then this girl, I don't like her, goes,
oh.
I don't think it's possible to plan anything amidst what's going on with the Rona. And then.
Can we get her on the podcast?
Ooh,
in the
her?
Strain, or the strain, the what is it called? Strand? The
thread.
Y'all. In the thread, they go back and forth about what we should do when it comes to coronavirus. And then somebody said they do know a brewery. Okay, Miguel.
Oh, okay.
Somebody knows about a brewery. That makes sense. We have an inn at maybe it's not a brewery. It's called Brewster's. That sounds like a
Chili's
knockoff
or Applebee's.
So we have an inn at Brewster's. When this pandemic ends, we could get availability and book a date with them. To which one girl replied, I'm out if it's held at Brewster's. I can't support Scott Rafis for sexually harassing his employees.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Okay. I don't even know who any of those people are or what that story is. And then somebody said, the guy that I had a crush on in first grade said, as long as we all come together, perf. VFW is a good idea, Kim. And then this Steve Tagliarina, who was like a skater boy in high school, after that, in January wrote, that was from 2010. He wrote, 10 years. Damn, DAM. I still feel 18.
I bet he don't anymore.
So that's what I got going on.
Yeah, who was your senior class president?
Jeff Sindelar. And where is he?
Like,
is he in this group? Let me search the group.
Well, if he's not there, then.
I created our group that we have on Facebook.
One of my good friends is our. Oh, I guess mine doesn't matter.
No. Search this group, Jeff Sindelar. All right. So in 2009. Which was 9 years after graduation, Jeff Sindelar posted, I want to get a group of people together to start planning our 10-year reunion. We'll do it sometime next summer. I'll post stuff to this group about it. That was in 2009. Where is he?
You should take it over.
I'm not even there.
So?
I don't live there.
I don't live in Atlanta. I haven't lived in Atlanta since 2003. That doesn't mean I can't plan.
But here's the difference, Miguel. People knew who you were, and they liked you.
Holly, you're famous. They love you now.
You're on the radio.
Yes, you're famous in Florida, girl.
That's like being...
Got a call from the boss.
That's like being famous dummies.
No.
That's like being the queen of the dummies. You're famous in Florida? For what? Were you arrested? Like, what does that mean?
Well, I'm sorry, Holly.
I feel bad for you. I do feel a little bit bummed out, because I've never been to any reunion. Like, the 10-year one, I probably was at some VFW hall because it looked like everybody was, like,
now, VFW halls can be very hipsterish. I know the one in Savannah near the Savannah College of Art and Design. It's...
Miguel.
Nope.
In northeastern Ohio, there are no hipsterish VFWs. They're all probably from, like, built in 1972.
Oh.
They probably still allow you to smoke in them for some reason.
Yeah.
And there might be, like, some darts.
Well, maybe they can have it at, the conference room at Chili's.
Hey, that's something.
Or the Bonefish Grill. That's a good place. You get, like, 20 of your closest friends. How many people were in your graduating class?
Like, 350.
Yeah, girl. Because I would say if you had 350, I would feel like it would be a success with, like, at least 50 people.
Ah.
Like, you have to set the bar low. Like, my class was, like, 500 and something, and my expectation was, like, if we can get at least 100 people, that's, like, we're doing something real good if it's 100.
Wow.
70 was probably where I wanted, and we got a little bit over 100, I was very happy with that. But, yeah, you get, like, 30 people over there. I think that would be pretty good for you all. Maybe you could contact someone, Holly. Nope, never mind. Well, I have some. We'll just move on.
Well,
gracious.
We got the coronavirus now,
yeah,
so
we can't. Sorry,
put the kiboshes down.
Well, fuck me. Scott, what did the boss say?
We'll talk about it after.
What? Something bad?
No, it's just stuff that goes on with the show that we just need to, you know.
Oh God.
Just fix up a little bit
on the air.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Was it something that just happened?
I mean, it's nothing that like happened bad. That if you were listening, you're like, oh, that's bad. It's just stuff that like starting like tomorrow we'll start doing. It's really not bad.
Oh, was something went too long?
I mean, that was part of it, but that wasn't the main focus.
Okay. I figured as much. I mean, I didn't.
No, it's really not a big deal. It's really not.
Holly, why you look crazy?
I don't know.
I could say it.
No,
it's
fine.
It's not bad.
No, it's fine. Go ahead.
I mean, it's just like, you know, making sure that we're like introing stuff, like in this hour specifically, so people know that we're on till 12.
Introing stuff?
Like, oh, got it. I know what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Okay. Because sometimes we replay stuff later on in the show from earlier in the show and just saying that, hey, this is us, we're Miguel and Holly and Scotty on till noon. Got it.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
Miguel.
What?
Get that look off your face.
Everything's fine.
Everything is fine. It was a good call.
No, I bet.
Yeah, it was.
No, I bet.
It was. We're going to fix it. Hey, you know what it's all about? getting better. And that's what we're doing.
Hey, you're right. Thank you.
So, but, Holly, but, I have from roommate Dylan. He sent me a text last night pertaining to you, Holly.
Oh, God. Is it bad?
Nope, not at all. Actually, you're going to enjoy this a lot, actually.
Oh, okay.
He said, oh, my God, Miguel. This is sent at 12:30 in the morning.
At midnight?
Yeah.
Damn.
Oh, my God, Miguel. I have to solve a riddle to get another clue, and I feel like Holly would know the secret answer. Can you ask her this riddle?
Wow, a riddle?
Yeah. Are you ready?
Yes.
Now let's see if you can guess this one. This clue won't be a name. Instead, a term used often by Elsa in Quarantiners the same. Again, you only get one guess. So what word do you think I mean?
Hmm.
You want to see the text?
Yes, I like
sometimes
I like
Elsa and Quarantiners. I guess I haven't seen Frozen. So
have you never seen not even the first one?
No. At this point, I'm kind of rebelling against it.
This clue won't be a name.
Mm-hmm.
It's a term used often mm-hmm. by Elsa and Quarantiners the same. A term?
What did Quarantiners say?
I'm hungry.
I'm lonely.
Where's my food? I'm really, really bad at riddles. Like I would, like in Goblet of Fire.
Oh gosh!
When
yes.
he had to
oh,
solve
had to
the
solve
riddle
all those clues.
In the Triwizard tournament, like I would have just that yeah. that yeah. little wait was it Sphinx? The Sphinx would have just
yeah.
They would have killed me.
Oh, hey. Okay, but wait a minute. So it says this clue won't be a name, instead a term. But then it says, what word do you think I mean? Is it a term or a word?
Well, what are like things that Elsa says?
Let it go.
Well, like what would be one word? Or does she make a sound or a?
She goes. She goes. Ah.
Maybe that's it.
Don't let them in. Don't
let them see. Be the good girl.
Always have to be concealed. Don't feel. Don't let them know.
Anything sound strike your fancy?
Term used by Elsa and Quarantiners. I guess I'm just.
You want to call Dylan? Get
no.
Some clarification?
No, I get it. I just,
you get what they're asking for?
Yeah, I understand what they want. Mm-hmm. I do. I mean, it could be either one word or like maybe a short phrase, but like a term.
Mm-hmm.
I'm. You know what's tripping me up is the Quarantiners part. Like, what do we say in quarantine?
Ooh. Are we dying? Is the world ending?
What do I do?
I'm bored.
Into the unknown?
Wait. Okay, hold on. Now I'm kind of into this. Wait. Okay.
Navigating these waters.
Unprecedented times?
No, that doesn't say that.
I'm not thinking about what she says. I'm just thinking about what quarantine
okay,
is
well,
saying.
Okay, right.
Because I'm not a Frozen person. I've seen it once. What else do we say in quarantine?
Yeah, what do we? That's kind of what's making me like, what? Because I could match it. I have seen the movie lots of times, mm-hmm. and I've seen even the second movie lots of times, but I don't know what we say.
Hmm. Wow.
Hmm.
Scott, you're not even gonna try.
I haven't even seen Frozen.
No, but what do quarantiners say?
Quarantiners say
the
I'm
what?
Hungry. Quarantiners say
quarantine.
Wash your hands.
What should I do? Don't cough on me.
Social distance.
Zoom me.
Wash hands. Cover your mouth. Stay at home when you are
keep
sick.
Keep your distance.
Oh, does Elsa say keep your distance?
Oh, six anything feet. With distance.
Yeah.
Wait, didn't she just say something about distance?
Yeah, because, well, in the first movie, she doesn't want anybody around her. She, like, maybe it's isolated.
Oh.
That's it.
Oh, isolated.
Boom.
Is that the word?
It might be isolated because right. Elsa keeps herself isolated from everybody else in that movie because she's afraid of her powers and she doesn't want to hurt anybody.
Oh.
Wait, hold on. I'm going to film you saying that, Holly. Send to him. Okay. All right, Holly, what do you think it is?
It might be isolated or isolation, because in the first Frozen, Elsa was isolated for most of her life because she was afraid of her powers.
Boom.
Isolated sounds right.
All right.
Like, I know. I don't know.
So I bet it's that. I bet it's isolation.
How much would you put on that?
All right. Well, we'll find out.
Maybe $5. maybe 5 cents. I don't know.
What you got going on this weekend, Holly?
Well, we have our grad bash.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's like the first time I have anything on a weekend in months. So that's fun.
True.
So we do that. And then we're going to have like a little family movie night tonight. I think we're going to watch Hercules.
Hercules!
The old school version of the Disney?
The Disney one. Because I don't think that Maya has ever seen it. And now that they're talking about doing the live action one, I'm super pumped.
Mm.
And I love Hercules. It's one of my favorites. So I think we're going to do that tonight. And then I think we are... We may like take her swimming tomorrow.
Where?
Yeah.
At a public pool?
No.
Oh.
At like a family friend pool.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, like set like a house.
Now, when you do movie night, what food do y'all have at your house? Is it like pizza or sandwiches or
oh, like dinner?
Chicken, yeah.
I think I'm gonna make chicken tenders.
Ooh.
Chicken tendies.
Chicken tendies.
You know what you should do as soon as you get home? Do you have pickle juice anywhere at your house?
Yeah.
Marinate. Oh, because you that's the chicken. I just got really excited.
What's happening?
So this is when my mind goes too fast than my mouth can go. So when you get home, put the chicken into or cut it up into the chicken strips you want to do.
Yeah.
Put it in a bowl and then pour the pickle juice in it. Cover it with foil and then let it brine and marinate.
Pickle juice?
Mm-hmm. Because that's what Chick-fil-A does to their chicken to give it that like salty, savory flavor.
Oh.
I've done it before. You've had it before, haven't you?
Never been disappointed.
It's really good. I'm actually, maybe that's what we'll do tonight.
Because I usually do, when I'm just making like a chicken breast, I found a really great way to make chicken breast, and you brine it in salt water.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just worried the pickle juice is going to make it a little too
pickly.
Pickly. Nope.
I mean, because then what do you do with it afterwards? Do you bread it and then oven?
Okay, this is the good old chicken tendies recipe I got. So
did you just say chicken tendies?
You did.
Yes, I did.
It was delightful.
Here's what I do with my tendies. So
I'm going to bash my head against the wall.
You dip them in an egg wash, and then you, in a Ziploc baggie, like a gallon-sized one, you put, let's say, a cup of... Why can't I think of what
flour?
It's called? No. Hold on.
Breadcrumbs?
No, it's pancake mix. Who's that lady?
Aunt Jemima?
Aunt Jemima!
Yeah. Or the other one, the other brand, Bisquick.
Bisquick
or Aunt Jemima.
You click the black lady, clearly.
Well, I have Aunt Jemima, but
thank you.
Just FYI, if you want to use Bisquick. I think the recipe called for Bisquick, but I was like, I trust Aunt Jemima.
So do I.
So you put a cup of like Aunt Jemima, the mix, the pancake mix, and then you put, I think it's like a half a cup or three quarters of a cup of grated Parmesan cheese, like from the thing, and then some paprika and salt and pepper, and I think that's it. And then so you do the egg wash, and then you put the egged up chicken tender in that, and then you shake it up, and then you put it on a, you know, cookie sheet, and you do that with all of them, and then you drizzle melted butter on top of them, and then you put them in the oven for like, you know, 20 minutes, flip them halfway, and then they're freaking delicious.
I like it.
I'm telling you, try this. Try the pancake mix.
I've never heard of the pancake mix before.
Real good.
So what I do is I will brine them in the pickle juice, leave them in there for as long as possible, 24 hours or a couple hours, whatever much time you have. It gets in there because what it does is it breaks down the tendons in it.
That's why for the chicken breast, I'll do the salt brine, because if you cook chicken breasts like that, they're always moist.
Oh my God, so good. So then when it's done, then I don't do the egg. I just have self-rising or all-purpose flour that I sort of battered in. And then I'll put in the flour, like some garlic powder into it, or maybe a little bit of lemon pepper. You put that in there, and then you just put a little bit of olive oil and butter into the cast iron skillet. And then you just basically fry it on both sides, and that's it. So delicious.
Okay.
Delicious chicken sandwiches or chicken tenders.
Tenders. I'm telling you, try the pancake mix.
What is your hair doing right now, Scott?
I don't know.
You look like early days Justin Bieber.
Or like... like
Zac Efron.
You look like you could be one of those, was it what they call them back in like Shakespeare days? The friars of like the priests.
The friars?
You look like you could be a friar. Like you'd have on like that black whatever the, or the brown.
A monk.
Yeah,
what
a monk.
What do I look like?
You look like whodunit. You look crazy.
Oh, I was scratching my head. Is that because it pushed up?
Yeah, like it pushed all your hair to the front. You look like a friar.
Well, I'm getting my hair cut right
Friar
after this.
Friar Tavlin. So. What are you doing this weekend, Scott?
I am getting my hair cut right after this. And then, obviously, the grad bash. I think I want to do some kind of date thing with my girlfriend, Mary. I don't know exactly what that looks like yet because it's just she lives like an hour away. So it's like I have to seriously plan that. Like, if I'm going to go pick her up and bring her, where are we going to go? Because nothing's open, really, that we usually do. So maybe the beach. But in my head, I'm like, I really would just want to kind of read and finish Harry Potter.
But you don't want to be around her?
No, I do.
Do you want to read it with her?
I think it's just a thing of, like, when I'm with her, like, I want to do stuff with her.
Yeah, that's what sucks when you're long distance or if you're not living with your person. When you're with them, you're like, well, we have to do us things.
Mm. Yeah, like, we tried doing that once. I went over there and I tried to read, but, like, the whole time I was like, I kind of just feel like talking or doing something.
I know, because it's like you don't want to waste the time while they're there.
Right.
But then also you still need to get like your reading time in.
Yeah.
But then you got to see that. It's weird.
I hate how much I like reading right now because it literally distracts me from anything else I want to do in
my
day.
What book are you on?
I'm on 5. I'm going to finish 5 by either today if I don't see my girlfriend or early tomorrow.
Dang.
Like I have 100 pages left. Like I'm
Order of the Phoenix.
It's nuts.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. I haven't been able to talk at all with it because my girlfriend, Mary, she's already on 6, but she likes to, like, jump the gun a little bit. If I bring up a topic, she'll be like, oh, did you, like, this?
Oh, no, like, she can't do that.
Well, she's learned not to because I get pretty upset.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, if you spoil any, like, she tried to spoil The Bachelor once, and I was like, do not.
No, that's why whenever you talk about Harry Potter, I let you lead the conversation.
Yeah. Yes.
Because I'm like, I don't know where. Because then it's been so long since I've read them too. I don't remember like what could have happened. That's why I'll just be like, when you were like, I don't want to be a Hufflepuff, and I was like, you'll see.
I still don't really want to be a Hufflepuff.
That's fine. I'm not sure what we're doing this weekend. We have the grad bash tomorrow from 3 to 6. And I'm like, what do you do? Like, I can't do anything before that because I don't want to like drink and then show up drunk and be like, congratulations, class of 2020.
2020.
And then, like, I try to keep my heavy drinking to Friday night, not Saturday. So I'm not completely. Why are you laughing?
It sounds funny.
Yeah, it does.
You have two different types of drinks. You have
Friday
night, baby. Turn it up.
We wasted.
Saturday, a couple mimosas.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, listen, like, tonight I'll probably have, like, some vodka.
Sounds so bad.
It's fine. And then Saturday, we'll just have a couple of drinks. That's all.
Got it.
Just a couple.
Just a couple.
It's a couple.
A lot of vodka.
We're living in end days right now, so you got to do what you can.
You're just navigating these waters. That's all.
Oh, that's all we're trying to do.
Chicken tendies and some chalky milk.
Shut up!
Anybody want lunchy after this?
I'm going home.
Me too.
All right. Holly, what's your social media?
Radio Holly on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. And then Holly on Hot 101.5 on Facebook.
Scott.
@ Scott Tavlin. SCOTTTAVLIN on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter.
Oh, and I tell you, they're actually giving you a new email address.
No, they're not.
Yeah, it's going to be FriarTavlin @ Hot101.5TampaBay.com.
I mean, I'll take anything with that Hot 105 tip of it.
Oh,
my goodness.
I got jokes, y'all.
You funny.
Miguel Fuller, MIGUELFULLER. You can listen to Miguel and Holly Uncensored on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and on the Hot 101.5 app. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave us a review and rate us. It really helps spread the word about the podcast and tell a friend about it. And pull us up on Alexa. You can do that. I just figured it out the other day. And it was kind of weird because I told Alexa, hey, Alexa, play Miguel and Holly Uncensored. And so then I sat there and listened. And my boyfriend was sitting next to me and he was like, are you going to listen to yourself talk for an hour? And I was like, you got a problem with that? You want to eat some chicken tendies while we listen to me?
Drink some chalky milk, baby.
I'm done. Bye.
catch up on previous episodes of Miguel and Holly Uncensored now on the Hot 101.5 app or on iTunes on your smartphone.
It's Miguel and Holly Uncensored, Quarantine Edition from Hot 101.5, made hot by Corona Beer.